Amen. Hallelujah. Live in our mansions one day. It'll be an upgrade for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just think of this. You don't have to upkeep it at all. You don't have to pay insurance. Hallelujah. Man, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we think of gold all over the place. He uses it like streets. I mean, you know, come on, you know. It's nothing to him, my Lord. What a God we serve, people. Amen. All right. Let's take our Bibles and make our declaration before him. Hallelujah. Lift up your Bibles. Amen. Lift up your phones, whatever you got. Just get the word. Bring the word with you, okay, guys? This is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to 1 Kings chapter 6. 1 Kings chapter 6. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Page 636. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that word. You know, God, that's the New Testament church, people. Words come forth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're ready. We're ready. We hope we're ready. We want the power of the Spirit of God to move. We know we serve a powerful God. We know we serve a powerful God. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 6, starting with verse 1. And it says this. Does it sound different? I knew I checked that battery. Is everything okay up there? Good. Testing 1, 2. Sounds better? Okay. Thank you, Lord. It says in verse 1, amen, and the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with you is too straight for us. Oh, wait, I'm 2 Kings chapter 6. Start. Come on, guys, y'all need to get it together now. We got to listen, yeah. He gave us two ears to listen. No, I'm sorry about that, guys. Sorry. 2 Kings chapter 6. You said, oh, yeah. Y'all was saying, man, where is he reading that? Is that the Bible he's reading? First, 2 Kings 6, verse 1. Okay, let's start over. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with you is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray you, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go you. And one said, be content, I pray you, and go with your servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, the river Jordan, they cut down the wood. That means they cut down the trees. But as one was failing or falling, a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to you. And he put out his hand and took it. Now here I want you to see how powerful our God is, people. How powerful your God is. Look at this. The guy's cutting down the tree, and the axe head fell into the water. And you know this, an axe head is heavy. It will not float. But you see, we have a God that can make an axe head float. We should never limit our God. what he can do. He's a powerful God. Amen. He's powerful. No matter what's going on in our hearts and in our lives, we can know that we can rely upon our God to do what is best for us in our hearts and in our lives, no matter what. And it says the prophet took a piece of wood that he had cut down and threw it into the water. That piece of wood signified, you know what? The cross of Calvary. You might say, well, why did the prophet throw that in? Because God, the Holy Spirit, spoke to him and the prophet listened. Amen. Because they had a man that was in agony. Because he knew he didn't have the money probably to go buy another axe. And it cost a lot and it was borrowed. But God, being all powerful, thank God, one of the servants that was going said, hey, come with us. Because they asked him, can we go? And cut. He said, go. And one said, come with us. Thank God that he was there with them, because that axe head would not have floated up. Can you imagine? It was the hand of Almighty God. How many of us have seen the hand of Almighty God? And I'm saying not a physical hand, but the hand of Almighty God on our lives, in our families, in our churches. My God, how powerful is your God? People are trying to say that your God is dead. But you know what? They can say it all they want. But we're going to declare that our God is alive. And our God is alive and well and sitting upon the throne. My God, for us, in all of his majesty and grace and honor. How powerful is your God? There's nothing too hard that God cannot do. And when he speaks something to you, it may look ridiculous. It may look like it can't be done. But I tell you what, when it's in the hands of God, he can do it. That's when our faith comes in to believe God for the impossible. My God, to believe him for the impossible. To believe him for the impossible because of what he can do. What a God we serve. Can you imagine that axe head, the hand of God just raising it up to the top. And the prophet said, just get it. You see, that's what God does. He raises things up for us. And he says, okay now, son or daughter, just get it. At our fingertips, the things of God. Wow. We don't have to beg for it. We don't have to plead for it. We got to pray, though, and intercede and ask God to move and whatever. But we don't have to beg and plead. The price has been paid at Calvary's cross. We are his children. Did your children have to come and beg and plead? You might say, maybe a few times. When you knew they were up to no good. But Almighty God knows our hearts and knows our lives. We don't have to beg him or plead with him. But God says to be persistent and persevere. Persevere, 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 people. Don't let the enemy get you so down that you can't get up and pray and seek the face of God. Get up. Hey, look. It's not the easiest thing to get up and go to work and do, but you know we do it because our family depends upon money. Huh? And God gives us our health and God works upon our lives and gives us what we need. We get up because we have to work and make money and supply for our families. We do those things. We persevere on Monday mornings. Tuesday too, Wednesday, Friday's pretty good, but it's still hard, yeah, but we do it. Because God says it's an honorable thing to work. It's an honorable thing to work. And that's something we've left out in America almost today. People don't want to work. I'm not saying you're tired. I'm not talking you worked. But to get back into that working and doing something good. All powerful God. Look, let's go to Acts chapter 5. Page 19:10. 19:10, Acts chapter 5. Powerful God he is. Powerful is he. Hallelujah. Great word, I tell you what. Verse 15 and 16 of 5. It says this, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Now you know God used Peter. How powerful is our God, people. That even the shadow of Peter, they knew that the Spirit of God was upon this man, that God had called him to preach the gospel. And he went around, and as his shadow would, they noticed as his shadow would go over these people, the Spirit of God would cast out vexed spirits, evil spirits. People still have evil spirits. We have the Holy Spirit. That's the only spirit we want. Nothing else. And just by the way, Halloween's coming up. That's an evil thing. Okay? Don't let your children get involved in that stuff. Please. Go buy them the candy they want and stuff. Just be careful. Be careful, okay? Be careful with that stuff. Especially, you know, with that fentanyl stuff. Now they have all the colored fentanyl, and they're putting it in Skittles and all kinds of stuff, people. And I'm not saying, you know, but you got to be careful, people. Stay away from that stuff. Stay away from that stuff. I've said this more than once. More pastors quit the pulpit or quit ministry in October than any other month of the year because of the evil that is happening and the destruction of the enemy upon the church. But I tell you what, I'm praying God will change that. We will have more people come into the ministry that will preach the gospel uncompromisingly in October than ever before. You see, the enemy has been defeated in your life and in my life. He's been defeated over 2,000 years ago upon the cross of Calvary. Our God is a powerful God. Powerful is He. My God, look at what He did in Peter's life. Peter didn't notice at the moment, but people were being healed. And they would line people up as Peter would walk down and hopefully get a shadow of the presence of the Holy Spirit upon Peter's life. And God, the Holy Spirit, would move and bring healing to these people's lives. Amen. See, God is in the business of using you and I to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to help people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Angels can't do it. God has called the human race to spread the gospel. Now, angels can bring messages, yes, but they can't preach the gospel like humanity. And you might say, well, why did God do that? Because God wants to show the enemy. I think this is one way. To show the enemy, what you tried to kill, steal, and destroy, I will raise up to conquer you. Hallelujah. My God. And to set people free by the power of Almighty God. How powerful is our God. Now I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 19. Page 2213. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Look at verse 6. Talking about praise unto our God. It says, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, people. Verse 6 again. Let me read it again. The first part, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. Remember, these are all the voices of believers. And what are they saying? Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Oh, my God. You might say, well, is it just believers? Yes, it's believers. The ones that have been raptured. The ones that have been raptured from the earth. The 144,000 Jews in the mid-tribulation when they are raptured out of here. The tribulation saints of the great tribulation of those 7 years are at that place. The two witnesses that have prophesied for 3.5 years during the tribulation time, the great tribulation time, everyone is at that place, and they're crying unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Omnipotent is just meaning all powerful is our God. We can say it this way. Hallelujah. For the Lord God all powerful reigns. One day the praise and the glory will be given back to our God as the people that have submitted their lives unto Him, that have been raptured out of here by the great rapture of our God. And as we're there saying hallelujah unto Him, the great shepherd, the God that has gone before us. Hallelujah to our God. Hallelujah to our God. Praise God Almighty. What a day that will be. And saying, and we are saying and declaring it in the heavens above and on the earth beneath, that our God is all powerful, omnipotent is He. People, there's no other God like your God. There's no other God that will take care of you. There's no other God that will go and heal the heart on the inside of us. There's no other God that will comfort us like He can. There's no other God that can supply for us. There's no other God that can give us the anointing and the power of the Spirit of God like He can. My God, what a God we serve. Hallelujah to the King. Don't shy back or stand back. Take up your authority that God has given unto you in the heavens above. You are mighty through God, not in yourself. The enemy will destroy you and I. But I tell you what, when we get under the shadow of the mighty wings of our Father, the power of Almighty God, He makes us powerful in Him because of who He is. And who He is the great and powerful God. Can you imagine what day that will be? Can you imagine? For the Lord God all powerful reigns. And as we say it together, as we say it in unison, as oneness to our God, my Lord. I don't know what's going to happen, but that's going to be a loud noise. Millions and millions of people saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Millions and millions and millions upon millions that have died with Christ in their hearts saying this. Millions and millions of people that have been raptured out of this place. Millions of people that have been saved during the great tribulation. Millions, the 144,000 of Jews. My God, 12,000 from each tribe, it says. At that half point will be taken out of here unto the throne room of God in His presence. My God, can you imagine? For the Lord God, all powerful reigns. As we say hallelujah, for the Lord God all powerful reigns. The sound and the noise that will be heard, that will shake the earth, that will shake the heavens. That's the kind of God we serve, my God. There's nothing too hard that God cannot handle. God can heal a marriage. God can heal children. God can bring them back, my Lord. It's not that easy to get away from God. You know that? Even though we may turn sometimes our backs on Him, it's still not easy because He's ever working, ever moving, ever getting us to a wall and we can't go any further. Oh, sorry about that. Can't go through the wall. Can't go through the wall. Our God cares about us. My Lord cares about everything. He's powerful, people. We've come to think sometimes that, oh, the enemy is powerful. And yes, he is powerful. He has the power that God has given him before he fell. But I tell you what he got was a very small little fraction of what our God has. Our God has more power and is so powerful that he has more power than the little point of the little finger you have on your hand. Is more than what the enemy has in his whole body. We know a fourth of the angels bided with the enemy. But I tell you what, two-fourths stayed with our God. My God. Or three-fourths stayed with our God. That's the line up. Huh? Three-fourths, one-fourth. How much God cares about and how powerful is he, people? Hallelujah. So when you're saying hallelujah, you're saying he's the great shepherd. My God. He is king, reigning forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to our God. He is king and he reigns forever. For the Lord God, all powerful, reigns upon the earth, in the heavens, everywhere. My God. My God. He's powerful, people. And there's nothing too hard that God cannot handle. And he can move if we allow him to. We still have a will. We just need to submit it to the Spirit of God. Amen. And let God work and move and do what he wants to do. You might say, well, do I need to seek the Lord? Well, why wouldn't you want to seek the Lord? That's the question I have. Why not? Why wouldn't you want to spend a little bit of time every day in his word to get to know him? Why wouldn't we want to be with other believers and have fellowship together? Why not? God commands those things. He's the commander in chief of heaven. And what he says goes. What he says goes. What his word says is what we follow to the best of our ability. And letting the Spirit of God move. How powerful is he? God is omnipotent. He can do all that he has determined to do. No one can hinder him. No one can stand in his way. No one can stop him from what he wants to do. That God is all powerful. Psalms 147, verse 4 and 5. Psalms 147, verse 4 and 5. This is how powerful our God is, people. It says he tells the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. I'm going to read a little bit of the commentary. It says, in the 1950s, astronomers claimed that there were about 46 trillion stars in the vast universe, which are suns to our planets. They have presently increased that number, but have left it open-ended. 46 trillion is the number 40, followed by 21 zeros. And he names them all. That's how great our God is, people. There's no one like him. There's no one that compares to our God. So you see, the things we go through, if he can name 40, and that's just what they think, there's a whole lot more than that. Naming all of them, knows them by name, commands them to shine when he wants them to shine, tells them what to do and where to move, tells them where to go. What a God we serve. Verse 5, great is our Lord, and of great power, and his understanding is infinite. He is infinite in his understanding. Great is our God. Great is your God. God's power is infinite and unlimited. He can do with power anything that power can do. God has the power to do all he wills to do. He has both the resources and the ability to work in his will in every circumstance in the universe. God is able to do anything he needs to do or wants to do. So let's just start going around and saying God is able. Amen. When he tells you he can do something, remember this. Don't believe the enemy's lies that God can't do it. Just because you can't see it physically at the moment doesn't mean it's not true, okay? It's true. What God says will happen, it will happen. God is able. He's powerful, people. He's powerful. You know, we saw this storm in Florida, Hurricane Ian, that decimated. You know, like someone on my route basically said, it's like a bomb went off and destroyed. And I said, I know. That was powerful and hit as a Category 4, I think it was, close to a 5. That doesn't even come close or compare to our God and the power that he has. And because he loves us so much, because he loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us, even when we were sinners, even when we hadn't had even a body upon the earth yet, but he knew we were coming, that he sent his son to bring reconciliation back from us to the Father through his Son, by Jesus dying upon the cross. And we know the famous scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. How powerful is your God? He didn't want to be separated from us anymore. 2,000 years ago, he sent his son to die upon that cross because the blood of bulls and goats could not bring total reconciliation at all. It just covered it. And so when people would die, they'd go to a place called paradise, which was a place close to hell, but it wasn't no torture there. But when Jesus died on the cross, he went and got everyone that was in there and brought them back to heaven. And now when we pass away, or when the rapture comes, we will go directly into heaven because the price has been paid. The love that the Father has for us. How powerful is he? How powerful is he? And one day, he's going to conquer the enemy upon the earth. He doesn't believe it, the enemy, but one day, as he tries to raise up people against God, God will take him and throw him into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever to be tortured. You know what the amazing thing is? That the enemy right now is not in hell. It's not a nice place. He's not there. He's roaming the earth, the great deceiver. That's where he's at, roaming the earth. God does not want anyone there. It was not made for humanity. It was made for the fallen angels and the enemy. Because he loves us so much. How great is our God? 1 Kings chapter 18, page 1615. We're almost closing. Mm-mm-mm. 16:15. 1 Kings 18, look at verse 41. Rain is coming. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get you up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times, God's number. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare your chariots and get you down, that the rain stop you not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens were was black with clouds and the wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. My Lord. Here we see they needed rain. The prophet said, go look to the servant. And the servant came back and said, there's no rain. People, sometimes there's no rain of the Spirit of God in our hearts and lives. I know it. Sometimes it can get to be a desert place. But I tell you what, don't lose hope. God will come in when it's time. Keep your faith rolling. Keep your faith in Christ. Keep your faith in what Jesus has done at Calvary's cross. Keep on looking as a servant. And Elijah, look, it says Elijah knew that it needed to come. He got desperate. He put his face between his legs in desperation, calling upon God to bring the rain that needed to happen. How many times have we been in a place of desperation, huh? Yeah. Look. Look, I'm telling you what. And you know what? That's the times we grow, people, in desperation. Sometimes it's desperate. We don't know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to go, what to do, what to say. But I tell you what, we know our God that can answer all those questions and can do what needs to be done. We call upon Him because the Bible says, call upon Him and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Not just great things, but mighty things, because our God is powerful. And it says, he said, servant, go back 7 times. Finally, at the 7th time, he said, I see a, now that's not big, huh? A cloud about the size of a man's fist. I don't even know how he saw it. I mean, you know, really, that's not big. And Elijah said, okay. It's coming. And all of a sudden, the rain, it was black, and the rain started falling. You see, God will bring about when it's His time. We have to pursue constantly, pursue our God. It's not our performance that gets God rolling. It's our faith in what He can do, in faith in what He has done at Calvary's cross. You see, if the church goes away from the cross, we've lost it. We're defeated. I tell you what, victory comes at the cross of Calvary. And I'm not saying just the cross, it's a reminder, but what happened at the cross, the victory that was won. And anytime a minister or the church body gets away from the cross, there is doom to come. I'm telling you. Organizations that God has raised up to reach millions of people, if they move away from the cross of Calvary, that organization will go down the tubes. Because it's the cross of Calvary. As we keep our faith in what Jesus did, victory will come, the power of God will move, and the Spirit of God will be accepted and move upon people's hearts and move upon people's lives. Our God is powerful. Look at your bulletin on the back. Remember? Look at the first one. The God of patience. As we are on our journey with our God, we've been going through this for a long time, and sometimes I want to get away, and the God just says, no, get back, and He shows me other things. He's the God of patience. Romans 15:5. You are on a journey with your God. Remember, you're not alone. He patiently works in your heart and life. We're all different. Ladies are different from men. Amen. Yeah. We have a bathroom for men and a bathroom for women. Doesn't matter how you feel that day, you go to the right one. Amen, huh? We don't play that foolish stuff. That's nothing from the pit. That's from the pit of hell. What God made us is what we are. We're sons and daughters of the living God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for what we are. Huh? We thank God. Hallelujah. For what He's made you. You're precious to Him. Don't wish you were something else. You know, don't wish you were somebody else. Just thank God for who you are and let Him make you better. Okay? Let Him make you into the awesome woman of God. Let Him make you to the awesome man of God. Hallelujah. That's the Spirit of God as you study His Word and the Spirit of God moving. He's the God of consolation. He consoles us on our journey. He's there with us. Hallelujah. He's the God of love. 1 John 4, verse 8 and 16. He loves us. He's the God that is holy. It says, be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1, 16. He's a God that is faithful. Oh, my Lord. You're on your journey. You're doing what God wants. Let me tell you, he'll never forsake us. Never. We may feel like, but do we live by feelings? It wasn't a big no, but I'll take it. Do we live by feelings? Oh, thank you, man. We don't live by feelings. If we live by feelings, none of us would go to work tomorrow morning. We'd want to stay home and drink a cup of coffee or stay in bed a little longer. You know, all that stuff. He's faithful to us. He's true to us. Revelations 19:11 again. Remember it says that he's faithful and true. He's true to us. He's the Word of God. Revelations 19:13. Remember when he says that he's coming back and we're right behind him. And it says on his vesture has been dipped in blood, the blood of of Jesus, the victory upon the cross. And on his thigh and stuff is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's the Word of God. He's King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:11. I think I skipped Word of God, but that's okay. He is the Word. He's the baptizer, number 10, Luke 3:16. And number 11, he's a jealous God. Read it, Exodus 34:14. And also we can put in there from last week, he's the great shepherd. Yes. My God, he's the great shepherd. Hallelujah. And today we can put in there, he's all powerful. My God. There's no way none of us could lose after all of that. And that's just a little bit, people. There's no way none of us can lose anywhere in battle with the enemy, letting God fight our battles. For the battle's not ours, but it is his. He's powerful, people. He's powerful. You might say, well, you know, I've been praying. Persevere like Elijah did, praying for that rain. Persevere, persevere. He kept praying, and he'd have the servant go out and look. He kept praying. You know, we have the verses, and man, they go down and we read it. We don't know the time span, you know. And can you imagine what the enemy was telling Elijah? False, false, it's not going to happen. Well, I tell you what, we need to rise up and say, okay, Lord, we know that you're powerful, and we know it's going to happen because our God is able, and he's a powerful God. Walk around, he's able, he's powerful, he's able, he's powerful. You know, you might be looking to buy a home, and you say, man, it doesn't look good. I mean, the interest rates are going up, I tell you what, but God can make a way where there seems to be no way. You're looking to buy a vehicle, God can make a way where there seems to be no way. You're looking to go to school and pay for it, God can make a way. My God, when it's in his will, he makes a way. He makes the path straight for his children. We serve a God that takes care of his children, that doesn't abandon his children. Can you imagine? Our God is not a God that abandons us and says, you're on your own. Thank God. What mess we'd be in. Worse than today. But he's there with us. He's a faithful God. He's true to us. He's King of Kings. He's the Word of God. He's the Lord of Lords. He's faithful and true. He's patient with us. He consults us. Well, he consoles us and helps us in our walk with him. And he's a jealous God. He wants to be first. He's not jealous of anything in this world except us. Can you imagine? And I keep saying, why, Lord? You're getting the worst bargain here, you know? You know, we're on the $5 rack. We want to go up to the $10 rack. We're the $5 rack. But I tell you what, with God, we're precious people. I know we laugh about the $5 rack, but I tell you what, to him, we're like the mink coats to him. We're the gold, the silver, We're the precious, most precious thing to him. He's powerful, people. Keep on pursuing him for the things you've been praying about. Keep on pursuing him. Don't give up. Persevere. Persevere like Elijah till it comes. When God speaks, we walk into that obedience. And as we pray and seek God, it happens because he spoke it forth. Not because we're believing it just to believe it. We believe it because he spoke it. And when he spoke it, we believe it. And we stand upon his word. And we know it will happen just as he said it was. Just as he said it would. Because he is an all-powerful God. Praise God. So I tell you what, those children that have gone away from God, put them in the hands of God.
Yes, amen.
Take their pictures. You pray over those things. Holy Spirit, go. Because I know that's a burden upon your heart. But I tell you what, let it be a victory in your heart. Don't let it get you down. Look, what did the prodigal, and I'm going to close, but what did the father do when the prodigal son left? He didn't go boo-hoo and cry. And that's not, okay, we need to give things. He went and he got the fatted calf and he started feeding it. That means he's saying he's coming back. And he's coming back better than he ever was before. Hallelujah. You start preparing for the future. You start preparing and declaring what they will do in ministry. You start declaring that they will submit to the King of Kings. You start preparing that they will do what God wants them to do because he's all powerful. He's the only one that can come in as they're sleeping by the Spirit of God, give dreams, work on their hearts, work on their lives, and show them things. The only one. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a God we serve.
Amen.
You may stand.